Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello, everybody. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. You are listening to Up Yours, and normally you'd be listening to some music right now, but apparently the world had other plans for me today, which is about right for how this weekend has been going. Anyway, let's see. It is Sunday. It is 8 p.m. I will hopefully soon be dealing with these technical issues. Hold on 1 second.
Here, why don't we do this? I'll entertain everybody. You try to fix that stuff up. So here, you want to turn me off? That's fine.
That's it. I've got enough of you.
I was done anyway. So, I was telling you about the fish show, and I'll let you over there. You're right over there.
No idea.
Try to unplug it, and see if that works. Some technical issues with laptops. You can never go wrong, you know? Is it a plane or did it pause?
It's playing.
All right, everybody. Well, it's just going to be one of those kinds of days, I guess.
What do you need?
Just vamp.
Just hang out. All right, so for those of you who don't know me, I am Dave from the show before, which is Dave and Giggles. We are on 7 to 8 every Sunday, and we're a bunch of nonsense. Let's be honest. We're just here to talk about the stupid things that happened all week, and we're pretty much just hanging out. And we're a bunch of guys that just like to hang out, and every once in a while we have some girls on. And she got the music running. There you go. Signing off, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Alrighty, and that was Apoya Mucha by Anticorpos, who are a lesbian femcore hardcore riot girl band from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Before that was Okay. I cheated a little bit on this one, but it was worth it. They recently reunited, although it was a different lead singer, Brooklyn queercore band God Is My Co-Pilot doing Backstab. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if it's a secret or whatever it is where you're supposed to be like, you put things out into the world and they come to you. God Is My Co-Pilot, if you want to come on this show, like, this is me bringing that out into the universe to you right now. Though, I promise, hopefully then, there won't be technical difficulties. Hey, speaking of some cool technical stuff happening in this world, did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn is trying to get to Austin to present at South at Southwest by Southwest in 2019? That's pretty neat. But you got to come help us out if you want that to happen. So if you've got a moment to spare, please help us get to the festival by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/South by Southwest and voting for our proposal. It won't take more than a minute, and it'll help get us get to Austin and spread the importance of independent local community media. Thank you so much. Coming up next is The Galaxy Is Gay by The Butchies, followed by Take On Me, the live version by Team Dretch. And no, it's not Aha's Take On Me. Sorry, Dad.
Just the same, you stay next year.
to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Up Yours! Everybody, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. You are listening to Up Yours. Up Yours, bringing you some fun femme fatales and non-binary folks and punk each week. Technical difficulties notwithstanding. Although, you never know. Did you know that if you have an iPhone, an Android, or something that connects to the world, you can listen to Radio Free Brooklyn on your free iPhone or Android app? You no longer need to be stuck to your computer to listen. You can download the app from the App Store or Google Play, so you can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. So download the app today. Yeah. So that last band, Super Heroines, the song is called Remembering Love. So again, it's kind of cheating. Super Heroines they call themselves a death rock trio. So death rock was this movement that formed predominantly in LA, but also Oakland and other parts of California. And then the East Coast kind of had a death rock movement, but it was very separate from the West Coast, both in terms of the timing of it and not. But I like to highlight the fact that punk, as I said in my first week, I think punk is more about meaning than it is about genre per se. And I think that is a great example of like a song from a predominantly female band singing about angry things and expressing themselves. And I also like to get in some good East Coast, West Coast diversity just to shake things up a little bit here and there. Yenihu, coming up next will be our weekly installment of how many covers of Cherry Bomb exist in the world, DJ Defiance. Oh, there are so many. Thank you for asking. I really wanted to tell you how many there were. There are so many. Coming up next will be Bratmobile doing Cherry Bomb, followed by Veruca Salt doing Volcano Girls. Stay tuned. Yeah. it's well known that I really, really love that version of Cherry Bomb, not only because I'm a huge Bratmobile fan, but also because you'll notice, and not to get too musical on you here, if you listen to the beat of the Runaways version, it's much slower. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Whereas this is like considerably faster in tempo. And I think the desperation kind of element of it comes out and it makes it much angrier. I don't know. There's something about this that's just very frenetic and I really just can't get enough of. Anyway, coming up next is Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt. Stay tuned. Brooklyn.
Keep the rules of their minds.
So that was Shonen Knife doing Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. Before that was Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt. I'm a really big fan of covers. I love covers, partially because then you feel like you know something about like musicians that you listen to, like you know who they're listening to. Like they have that whole Spotify series of covers, and I think it's like this weird voyeuristic look into people's lives where you're like, oh, you like that dude or that musician, or you've covered Hannah Hunt in a strange and interesting way. Not that I'm alluding to anything in particular, but I am. But I just have a real love for Shonen Knife. They're amazing. If you don't know their other music, I really recommend looking into them because they are a lot of fun and they're usually touring. So if you have a chance to see them live, I'd recommend it. Coming up next is Emily's Sassy Lime doing Hey You with a Crumbly Face. Stay tuned.
Oh,
are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Up Yours. Yeah. Did you know you can sign up for our newsletter? It's real cool, and it has all sorts of fun information like ticket giveaways, RFB events, interviews, special offers on swag, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Who could have guessed, man? All right, that was I'd Rather Eat Glass by Excuse 17. So Excuse 17 is a punk rock band from Olympia, Washington. They were active from 1993 to 1995, and their guitarist was some chick named Carrie Brownstein. I don't know. Heard of her? Maybe. Who knows? So that's pretty neat. She went on, of course, to be in Slater-Kinney and Beyond Portlandia and just be generally great. I met her once, and she was so nice, and I was just like, it's not like normal that I can be in the same room as you. It's just strange. Before that was Fun Fact by Kitten Forever, who are great. They're this new, well, they're not really new. They formed in 2006. They're a Minneapolis-based feminist punk trio, but they've been putting out stuff for a really long time, and I really enjoy listening to them. They're really cool. Coming up next will be Dad by Lucid Nation, followed by, Dimethyltryptamine, yes, by Skinny Girl Diet. Stay tuned.
Mother, she's from the Valley of Death, with a handful of devil and booze on her breath.
that was Skinny Girl Diet doing dimethyltryptamine. They're from London, UK, and they are excellent. Coming up next is Au Pairs doing You. Stay tuned.
Just a name.
the last song was Butch in the Streets by Tribe 8. And the reason I wanted to pair that with the Au Pairs song. So the Au Pairs were a gender mixed group. There were men and women in it. It was like a, they called themselves like post-punk sort of, but they were late 70s, early 80s. And one of the things, they were very clear, the lead singer especially, who was seen kind of as a sex symbol of the time, Leslie, she was like very much like, listen, I respect the Raincoats, I respect the Sluts, all of them, but I also think like, just because I'm a woman, like feminism doesn't have to be the center of my art. Like and she also said, which was really interesting, in an interview from 1982, she said something to the effect of the idea that because there were men in the band, it could never really fully be a feminist band. And I was thinking about that kind of in contrast with Tribe 8, who just did the last song, Butch in the Streets, because Tribe 8 was this queer core band. They call themselves Dyke Punk from San Francisco. And actually, if you know, Tribe 8 is a play on the word tribade, which is used to refer, which is, tribadism is basically what people now call scissoring. And that was, so tribades were often like, was an early kind of term for lesbians. So it was kind of fun to like have this band, like the lead singer of Tribe 8, Breedlove, did all of this wild shit when she performed. Like she'd perform shirtless and wear a strap on, and like she has all these, the band has all these songs about like all sorts of gender and sexuality issues, and they're very, very outspoken. And it's kind of fun to see those two sides of the same coin kind of paired back to back with each other. Coming up next will be Ex-Boyfriend by Period Pains, followed by possibly my favorite song title of the night, and that's on a night where there was a song called The Galaxy Is Gay. But coming up after that will be I'm Not Bitter, I Just Want to Kill You by the Voodoo Queens. Stay tuned. The other side of British punk and British femme punk, the occasional fun homophobia. Yay! I thought about censoring it, but I felt like it was important to hear the fact that people, you know, listen, Riot Girl got its shit for not being super progressive and great about a lot of things. Punk has gotten its fair share of shit for not being super progressive and great about a lot of things. So, I mean, Period Pains is a pretty, they're like, I believe a pretty old band, if I remember correctly. Like they're British, I know for sure. They're not actually that old. They were formed in 1996, so old enough that they probably should have known better. Also, apparently they got their fame. Oh, I know. Yeah, they got their, yeah, they were the band that got their fame for making that really rude song about the Spice Girls, the whole Spice Girls, Who Do You Think You Are song, which is really kind of awful. I mean, the song is interesting, but it's like, again, you know, Riot Girl, at least, and they did define themselves to some extent as a Riot Girl band, although they also, technically they said indie punk, but like, they also didn't identify within Riot Girlism. And it's kind of interesting because like Riot Girl, the American Riot Girl is very much trying to be like above questionable politics. And then in 1996, you're old enough that you shouldn't be. Well, that's people for you. Coming up next, the Voodoo Queens, followed by Biss doing Candy Pop. Stay tuned. And then to give you kind of a different perspective, so the Voodoo Queens, who were fronted fully Riot Girl, like all femme band, also predominantly of Asian descent, I think of Indian descent predominantly. I know Anjali Bhatia and her sister, Anjali is the guitarist and the vocalist, and Rajni is the keyboardist. I know they're, I think, I'm pretty sure they're from India from what I have read about them. So it's interesting. So Voodoo Queens were formed a couple of years before Period Pains were. They were formed in like the early 90s, 1992, and they broke up in 99. And it's interesting because they were grouped in with the Riot Girl movement, and they were also rooted grouped in with a lot of kind of Asian-fronted bands, such as Corner Shop, which were this like British indie rock band. They had this song Brimful of Asha that's supposed to be cool. And Anjali felt very much like the press focused more on like the music scene instead of their musical content. And it was one of the reasons why the band dissolved in 1999. So there you go. Coming up next will be Bis doing Candy Pop, followed by Kanicki doing Punka. Stay tuned. Okay, I have a real place in my heart for Bis because I believe that they were one of the original bands that recorded the Powerpuff Girls theme. Just saying. They are technically, again, another mixed gender band, but they were they're from Glasgow, and I felt like I haven't had enough Scotland representation up in here, so there you go.
I wanna be a punker too. When I grow up, the punkers ever do.
is Super Sexy Razor Happy Girls by Mika Bomb. This has been a week of contention and strain, but I've enjoyed going through it with y'all. Stay tuned for a great show coming up next. Stay tuned next week, Sundays at 8, for more Up Yours. Thanks for listening.